with Catherine Tickell.
A song from Yeha in northern Ethiopia with singer and choral player Dawit Bizrat and Kibero drum player Aragawi Geber Selassie. And that's from a new release on the Dust to Digital label called From the Lion Mountain, Traditional Music of Yeha, Ethiopia. It's a new collection of recordings of music from one Ethiopian town. And I'm looking forward to chatting with the album's producer, David Evans, later on. Welcome to Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tickell, and today's programme includes music from Pakistan, Ireland, and the Welsh-Senegalese musical power duo of Catherine Finch and Sekou Keita. Our classic artist this week is Brazilian poet, musician and diplomat Vinicius de Moraes, who was a longtime collaborator with Tom Jobim and considered a father of bossa nova music. But let's hear something now from the irrepressible icon of Angola semba musica, José Adelino Barceló de Carvalho, better known as Bonga. And Bonga has a new album out on the Lusafrica label called Quintal de Banda, or The Courtyard of the Place. And it's named after the courtyard of his family's home in Luanda, where he acquired the political consciousness that would stand him in good stead when he was in exile for opposing the Portuguese colonial regime of Salazar. Hola, 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 ya. Macamba, olo, guisa. Dipito, a chica. Vamos conviver. Tem um cheiro de mufete, a sombra da mulambera. Ninguém tans que eu vi primeiro, as garinas a chegar. Lengo Luca, Lengo Luca, sem ginganja complicaria. O batuque está aquecendo, que samba vai começar. Tradição a florescer, cada um sua toada. Até o amanhecer, nossa forma de viver. Fora do quintal tem gente a acompanhar, com passadas atrevidas a escrever no
Sua toada, até o amanhecer é nossa fala.
known as the Golden Voice of Angola. That was Bonga with the title track from his album Quintal da Banda, which is out now on the Lusafrica label. And we've got a treat for you coming up. It's an advance airing of a fantastic compilation of remastered Egyptian disco music from the 1980s. And if you didn't think that you needed 80s Egyptian disco music in your life, I hope that this is going to change your mind. قبل ما قبلك كنت بحس ان انا عديت سن الستين كنت بحس شبابي عنوان فيلم قديم من ايام السينما الصفر
بحبك هزني هزني من جوه هز بقوه غير كل خرايط الكون، غير مواعيد وساعات اليوم.
هزني هزني من جوا، هز بقوة.
غير ترتيب أيام الشهر، غير ألوان السما والبحر، كسر أصنامي
from the compilation Charliette El Disco, a journey through the funky sounds of 1980s Egypt, compiled by Egyptian DJ Disco Arabesco from his personal and vast collection of cassettes. And most of the tracks have never been released on any other format until now. There are some absolute gems. So if you want to hear more, look out for the album. It's coming out in June on the We Want Sounds label. Let's move from vintage to brand new sounds now, and hot off the press, here's Jasdeep Singh Dagan's debut album. It's called Anomaly. He's a young sitarist steeped in the North Indian classical tradition and proudly born, raised and based in Leeds. That it is so joyous. Brilliant sitar player and proud Leeds lad, Jasdeep Singh Dagan, with Rageshri from his new album Anomaly, which comes out on Real World Records in a couple of weeks. And if you're in London on the 14th of May, Jasdeep will be performing at a special album launch event at King's Place. And if you're interested in learning more about Indian classical music, you can have none other than Anushka Shankar as your guide in a new three-part series which is coming up here on Radio 3 on Sunday evenings starting on the 8th of May. Now, right at the start of the programme, we heard a track from a new release of Ethiopian music from the Lion Mountain, traditional music of Yeha, Ethiopia. And I'm about to talk to musicologist David Evans, who produced the album, It's the latest release from American label Dust to Digital, and it's a collection of music from one village in the north of Ethiopia. That village is called Yeha in the Tigray region, about 20 miles from the border with Eritrea. David, you started making these recordings back in 2012. Why did you choose Yeha, and why have an album focused on the music of just one village?
Well, there hadn't been an album covering the full range of styles from a single village, so I thought it would be something interesting for listeners. We had made some contacts in Ethiopia, including in the village of Yeha. We worked with a local tourist guide, Daniel Gebremariam, who was extremely helpful in making contacts with people there, as well as elsewhere in Ethiopia.
And how does the music and the different types of repertoire that you found in that village compare to the rest of the country, the rest of Ethiopia? Was it representative or?
Well, it's representative of the Northern Highlands region, the states of Tigray and Amhara. They represent only a minority, maybe about a third of the total population of the country. Ethiopia is an incredibly diverse nation. There are about 80 different ethnic groups with different languages, religions. Making any generalizations about Ethiopia is quite difficult.
Yeah, and on the album, I know that some of the instruments there, like the krah, the Ethiopian lyre, are found throughout Ethiopia, but other types of music, maybe the Mbilta ensemble, are not. Well, I haven't come across that before. Tell us about that.
The Mbilta is an ensemble of three vertical flutes. They don't have fingering holes. Each one can only play a single note plus a second note obtained by overblowing, but they alternate with one another to create a tune.
So let's hear one of those Mbilta ensembles. This piece is called Aresa, which means delicious. The Mbilta tune Aresa, which was recorded on the 17th of September 2012 by David Evans. Now, David, not many of these Mbilta tunes have names, do they?
There are only four names used in Yeha. They all have a kind of general significance. Areza means delicious or delightful, signifies happiness. Some of the other names signify that the tunes are for accompaniment, religious procession, or perhaps a caravan. There are only four of these categories in use in Yeha.
So I guess these Mbilta ensembles are very much a team effort, really, aren't they?
Oh, very, very much. And it's one of the few types of instrumental music in the Northern Highlands that does require a team effort. The stringed instruments, for example, are normally played solo or perhaps with percussion accompaniment, hand clapping and a drum.
So you just mentioned the string instruments. Of course, the krah is probably the obvious one to talk about next. Tell us about that instrument.
Well, the krah is a lyre. Its sound has been likened by some to that of the banjo. And I think when you hear it, you might agree. But it's played in a manner where the right hand, assuming the player is right-handed, strums the strings with a plectrum rhythmically. The fingers of the left hand are pressed against the strings. That, of course, dampens them. If you want a string to sound clearly, you take the finger off it.
Yeah, so you're putting your finger down to silence the note rather than to play it. Interesting. So we're going to hear a medley of songs now by a young man, well, he's probably not so young now, called Tsigai, who it says in your liner notes that he used to tend his family's sheep. How's he getting on now? What's his story?
Tsigai makes a good part of his living, probably more than half of it, from playing music, more or less in a radius of about 20, 25 miles around Yeha.
An extract from a medley of two religious songs, one named for the Ethiopian Saint Afze. David Evans, you recorded that. How important is sacred music for the people of Yeha?
It's very important. Yeha was established as a Orthodox Christian community very early in the modern era. Saint Afze was one of the so-called nine saints. These were dissident monks that came to Ethiopia and settled first at the holy city of Aksum. The nine saints arrived in Ethiopia and they spread out to different locations and founded monasteries. Saint Afze founded the monastery at Yeha.
The singers were the various priests and deacons of Yeha. So did the congregation join in? Does everybody know these songs?
They don't have congregational singing as such. Singing is normally done by priests and deacons, typically accompanied by a large kibero. It's a very large drum that's either laid horizontally on the ground or worn by the players on a strap. Usually it's played by acolytes known as Debtera.
It's absolutely fascinating getting the background to the music. So thanks very much, David. We're going to come back to you for some more music and chat later in the programme. Now, let's hear something from Irish folk duo Ye Vagabonds, who have a new album out on the 13th of May. They're known for their wonderful harmony singing, but I'm going to play you one of their rare instrumentals, the Munster Jig. Thank you. Irish duo Ye Vagabonds. And I have to admit, that's not really representative of their new album, Nine Waves, which is mostly songs. That was a couple of tunes there, the Munster Jig set. And Ye Vagabonds have got a few tour dates coming up, starting on the 2nd of May in Leeds and calling at various places, including Manchester, Glasgow, Brighton, Bristol, Hebden Bridge. And they're coming in to do a session for us.
Cuando yo estaba chiquitito me daba panela y coco y ahora que estoy grandecito me da con la tacha al coco. Y el hijo de Amalia llora porque no le dan pescado. No llores, hijo de Amalia, que ya te lo traen asado. Tres golpes, tres golpes, tres golpes nada más, que son de la Villa Nueva. Tres golpes nada más, tres golpes nada más. Tenía una camisa y un solito pantalón, no le causa admiración, su sombrero era la brisa. Cuando yo estaba chiquitito me daban panela y queso, y ahora que estoy grandecito me dan con un rojo teso. Tres golpes, tres golpes, tres golpes nada más, y el son de la Villa Nueva. Tres golpes nada más. Tres golpes nada más, tres golpes nada más, y el don de la Villa Nueva, tres golpes nada más. Le, 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 y el don de la Villa Nueva, tres golpes nada más. Tus ojitos, porque me miran así. Cuando me miran maluco, son bonitos para mí. Cuando te miro me acuerdo, cuando no te echo en olvido. Cuando te vuelvo a mirar, ven acá mi amor querido.
Tres golpes, tres golpes, tres golpes nada más,
y al son de la Villa Nueva.
Tres golpes nada más,
tres golpes nada más, tres golpes nada más, y al son de Villa Nueva, tres golpes nada más. Le, 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 le.
Andalusian flamenco singer Perarte, working there with producer Raúl Refri. And they say that album, Tres Golpes, and you just heard the title track there, is flamenco. But it feels to me like some kind of new breed of flamenco, often ambient, always raw, sometimes dissonant, occasionally sounding a bit like a drunken sing-around in your local folk club. But however you want to classify it, it is absolutely worth seeking out. And remember that if you want the details of any of the tracks I'm playing today, or if you want to listen again, it's all available on BBC Sounds. Now, I've got excellent news for fans of Welsh-Senegalese duo Catherine Finch and Sekou Keita. There's a new release coming up. It's their third together. It's called Echo, and it's coming out next month. So here's a piece composed by Sekou, and it's based on a game that West African parents play with their children to get them out from under their feet. This is Tabadabang.
Thank you. lando sima folonto kuluru.
The 47 strings of Catherine Finch's harp mingling with the 22 strings on each neck of Sekou Keita's double kora there. Two instruments, two cultures, and two personalities merged into one gorgeous album. Echo comes out next month. Right, it's time now for this week's classic artist, the poet, lyricist, musician, singer, playwright and diplomat, Marcus Vinicius de Cruz y Melo Moraes, better known as Vinicius de Moraes, and he was also nicknamed O Poetinha, the little poet. He was born in Rio in 1913 and is known as one of the fathers of bossa nova, along with Tom Jobim and João Gilberto. But I was fascinated to find that in the 1930s, he came over to Oxford on a British Council scholarship to study English language and literature. Vinicius joined the Brazilian diplomatic service during World War II, and while serving as a diplomat in Los Angeles, he published several volumes of poetry in Portuguese. In 1956, Vinicius met pianist Tom Jobim, and a couple of years later they wrote the music for a recording with Brazilian singer Elisete Cardoso, which featured the very recognisable sound of João Gilberto's playing and is considered by many to be the first bossa nova album. But it wasn't until 1962 that Vinicius de Moraes first performed as a singer with Jobim and Gilberto at the O Bom Gourmet nightclub in Rio. And it was here that those classic songs he wrote with Jobim were first performed, including the most famous of them all, The Girl from Ipanema. But I'm going to play you another hit from that time, Samba da Benção, Samba of Blessing, which even got top billing in a papal encyclical from the current Pope, Pope Francis. The song talks of the important things in life, love, friends and samba. After all, as Vinicius writes, to create a samba is no joke, and he who does so isn't nothing. A good samba is a form of prayer.
É melhor ser alegre que ser triste. Alegria é a melhor coisa que existe. É assim como a luz no coração. Mas pra fazer um samba com beleza é preciso um bocado de tristeza. Preciso um bocado de tristeza, senão não se faz um samba, não. Senão é como amar uma mulher só linda. E daí? Uma mulher tem que ter qualquer coisa além da beleza. Qualquer coisa de triste, qualquer coisa que chora, qualquer coisa que sente saudade. Um molejo de amor machucado, uma beleza que vem da tristeza de se saber mulher, feita apenas para amar, para sofrer pelo seu amor e para ser só perdão. Fazer samba não é contar piada. Quem faz samba assim não é de nada. O bom samba é uma forma de oração. Porque o samba é a tristeza que balança, e a tristeza tem sempre uma esperança. A tristeza tem sempre uma esperança de um dia não ser mais triste, não. Feito essa gente que anda por aí brincando com a vida. Cuidado, companheiro. A vida é pra valer. E não se engane, não. Tem uma só. Duas mesmo que é bom, ninguém vai me dizer que tem, sem provar muito bem provado, com certidão passada em cartório do céu e assinado embaixo. Deus, e com firma reconhecida. A vida não é de brincadeira, amigo. A vida é arte do encontro, embora haja tanto desencontro pela vida. Há sempre uma mulher à sua espera, com os olhos cheios de carinho e as mãos cheias de perdão. Põe um pouco de amor na sua vida, como no seu samba. Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência e vai ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem um samba, não. O samba nasceu lá na Bahia, e se hoje ele é branco na poesia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração. Eu, por exemplo, o capitão do mato Vinícius de Moraes, poeta e diplomata, o branco mais preto do Brasil, na linha direta de Xangô. Saravá! Abençoa, senhora, a maior Ialorixá da Bahia, terra de Caíbe e João Gilberto. Abençoa, Pixinguinha, tu que choraste na flauta todas as minhas mágoas de amor. Abençoa, senhor, abençoa, Cartola, abençoa, Ismael Silva, sua bênção em todos os prazeres. Abençoa, Nelson Cavaquinho. Abençoa, Geraldo Pereira. Abençoa, meu bom Ciro Monteiro, você sobrinho de Nonô. Abençoa, Noel. Sua bênção, Ari. Abençoa todos os grandes sambistas do meu Brasil, branco, preto, mulato, lindo como a pele macia de Oxum. Abençoa o maestro Antônio Carlos Jobim, parceiro e amigo querido, que já viajaste tantas canções comigo e ainda há tantas a viajar. Abençoa o Carlinhos Lira, parceirinho 100%, você que une a ação ao sentimento e ao pensamento. Abençoa. Abençoa o Baden Powell, amigo novo, parceiro novo, que fizeste esse samba comigo. Abençoa, amigo. Abençoa o maestro Moacir Santos, que não és um só, és tantos. Tantos como o meu Brasil de todos os santos, inclusive meu São Sebastião. Saravá! Saravá! Abençoa que eu vou partir. Eu vou ter que dizer adeus.
Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência e vai ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem num samba não. Porque o samba nasceu lá na Bahia, e se hoje ele é branco na poesia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração.
Porque o samba nasceu lá na Bahia, e se hoje ele é branco na poesia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração.
This week's classic artist, Brazilian poet and singer Vinicius de Moraes, praising the virtues of samba. We're about to return now to Yeha in northern Ethiopia and the new disc of music from this small Tigrayan town. But before we speak again with David Evans, the producer, let's hear a short work song.
Sounds of Ethiopia there. That was a work song for Weeding a Wheat Field, sung by both men and women, but it also marks an important holiday. David Evans, tell us more about Meskel.
Meskel is a Christian celebration that's quite distinctive to Ethiopia. It celebrates the finding of the true cross by Saint Helena. It's a major holiday in Ethiopia. around harvest time after the rainy season has stopped.
And it's interesting to hear the women's voices in there. Many of the songs on the album are performed by men. So what is the position of women in making music publicly in Yeha?
Well, women tend to be somewhat secluded, you might say, from public life. But in preparation for weddings, women will be preparing food. They will take breaks and sing songs. And of course, they also participate in those work songs.
And you did record a song from a group of women that were preparing for a wedding, making millet bread, I think. So let's hear a little bit of that. The sound of women in Yeha, Ethiopia, preparing for a wedding and making millet bread and singing. Recorded by David Evans. And you recorded that back in September 2012, it says in the liner notes to the album, David. Now, we're moving on from the women's very domestic kind of rituals to another style of song, very declamatory. This is the Fokera, a warrior's boast. Tell us about this.
I don't know if one would really call this a song, but it is a type of public expression similar to singers. The performer, Tesfaye Kebedu, was a military veteran. His nickname, Fitarari, is an old military title that literally means commander of the spearhead. This genre, Fokera, is basically a kind of warrior chant, often used to intimidate enemies before battle, as well as to rouse the feelings on one's own side. So he praises the Ethiopian government, God, the people of Taiwan and China as being very industrious, that Ethiopians should emulate their industriousness.
Let's hear him. Let's hear the commander of the spearhead.
ወታደር ነው ኮ ያለ መመኪያ ጣላት የሚያጠፋ እንደ ጧት ቢያ ደደፋር ወታደር ወይ ረህረህ ወታደር ምስጋና እድሜ ለሐደግ ለምድራው ንጉስ ቀለማን አርቆ ብርሃን የሚለግስ ብርሃን በማለቴ ህዝብን ያግርማችሁ ከዚህ የበለጠ ምን ዓለም አላችሁ ወደ ምስጋኔ አፍየን ይመልሰው ህዝቦቹ በሙሉ ወታደሮች በሙሉ ሻመት ያንግሰው ይያለ ጡጣ ጡጣ ዘራበሌ ወድ ኸበደው ታከለ ብጻዳ ጥይቱ ተንሽዝ መስከረ ሐሰን ተኾይኔ እንየዝ ነበሬ አፍቲ ሐይ ገዛይ አፍቲ ለምን ቦታ አፍቲ ሐሳው ግን ገዛይ አፍቲ ገፍሕወታ ገንደፍታው ግን ይገዛይ አፍቲ ገፍሕወታ ሞታረው ግን ይገዛይ አፍታ አቁታ ማቁታ ወድ ኸበረው ታከለ ወድ ትጽሩ ይጎይታ ሁሉ ይዝፈልጥና ተይዛንታ.
A warrior's boast from today's featured album of music from the Ethiopian village of Yeha. What's the situation like now in Tigray with the musicians that you met? Do you know?
The situation in Tigray is awful for everyone. I don't know whether musicians are particularly singled out, but there has been a civil war raging since November 2020. Communication has been cut off. No internet, no telephone. There's no banking. It's hard to know what is going on. I have heard that no one was killed in Yeha, but there's been killing and other atrocities throughout Tigray and in other parts of Ethiopia. There's plenty of blame to go around on all sides. It just seems to go on and on and on. Now there's a ceasefire, so there's some hope for peace and reconciliation, but it's an awful situation.
It's been a difficult time, and yes, it's quite something to realise that these songs are not always ancient songs of fighting in days gone by. Let's hear this, The Battle with the Derg. This is Tsigai Habtu, who we heard earlier on singing and performing on his six-string craw.
حتكم دتا واتات لكم دتا باتات لا عدي
From the Lion Mountain, traditional music of Yeha, Ethiopia, available now to buy. And our thanks to its producer, David Evans, for talking to us from his home near Memphis, Tennessee. And that's almost it for this week with me, Catherine Tickell, here on Music Planet, with my producer, Michael Rossi, and technical production by Marvin Ware. I'm going to play out with the wonderful Brooklyn-based Pakistani vocalist Aruj Aftab, who recently won a Grammy, who we heard on Music Planet just a fortnight ago. From her Grammy award-winning album Vulture Prince, here's another track, this one performed with Anushka Shankar. This song is called Udero Na, and it says, "This obsession is following me. It is everywhere. The images in mirrors are not mine. Your image is embedded in my mind's eye. Your image is stitched into the lining of my eyes. Unravel it. Unravel it." Thank you.
Music from the Pakistani singer Aruj Aftab, ending this week's Music Planet, which was presented by Catherine Tickell and produced by Michael Rossi. Details of all the music in the programme can be found, as always, on BBC Sounds. This is Radio 3. Don't forget, tonight at 6.30, it's Opera on 3, and you can enjoy Britain's opera Peter Grimes, one of the most important operas of the 20th century, with some of the most powerful and evocative music ever written. And in the new music show at 10, Tom Service pays tribute to Sir Harrison Birtwistle, who died last week. But now, here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for J to Z.
Welcome, I'm Jamoke Fashola, and on today's programme we're marking the 25th Cheltenham Jazz Festival, playing highlights from past editions and looking ahead to some of the most exciting acts on this year's lineup. Kicking things off, brand new music from fiery Austrian band Shake Stew. This is Heat.